You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you haven't tried out Built for the Stage yet, go to builtforthestage.com and we'll be on our way to trying 7 days of working one-on-one with me on an online fitness app where we'll go over your goals, we'll talk nutrition, and we can set up a plan that's most appropriate for your goals and your aspirations of marrying your pursuit of fitness with a career in theater. BuiltForTheStage.com. If you haven't followed us on the gram yet, go to @BuiltForTheStage. Thanks again to BPN. You can check them out at BroadwayPodcastNetwork.fm or just BPN.fm. All right, we're talking about goals today. Our guest is myself. I didn't get to that, but hey, how you doing? Coach Joe here. Reach out, DM @BuiltForTheStage, say hi. Doing an Instagram live at this very moment as I'm recording this podcast. So I want to talk about goals. There's this big misconception of how to achieve a goal. The first step to achieving a goal is to knowing what your goal is, to realizing this passion or this desire that's in you, within you, that wants you to accomplish something. Okay. So that's the goal. That's what you want to happen. And then after that, that's it. Like that part's over with. You wanting to be on Broadway is not going to get you on Broadway. It's not the what, it's the doing. It's the actions. It's the repeatable actions. It's the systems. Working with performers now for 17 years and being a performer myself at one time, I guess I'm still a performer, but being a performer and working with performers for 17 years, this is not usually what we like to do naturally, systems or a process. We typically might just like to wing things, or we know we're artists. We don't want to be put in a box per se. But in this case of achieving goals, I believe you have to fight against that. I believe that you have to push into that unnatural feeling and create systems for yourself. So during the pandemic, I thought Built for the Stage was over. So I started another business with a friend, and I've since even started another. So I'm actually juggling 3 businesses right now. And how I do that is not because I have a goal of having 3 businesses, or I have a goal of making this amount of money, or I have a goal of living in this area. It's not because of that. It's because I have systems, and those systems done repeatedly day in and day out leads to a result, and the result gets me closer to my goal. So if I'm consumed with, I just want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. That's my goal. My goal is losing weight. But I have no systems. I have no protocol per se or habits that are going to lead to results that are going to lead to my goal. So an example of that would be, I'm going to, I don't know, reach out to someone to help me with coming up with 9 different meals that I know are healthy and that will fit within my requirements to have energy, to do my job, to be healthy. I'll get those 9 meals, and then each day I'm going to choose 3 of them, and I'm going to have them every day at 10, 3, and 8 o'clock. And those are my 3 meals. And in between 10, 3, and 8, I think those are the numbers I said, at another X amount of time, maybe 12, you're going to have your first snack of fruit. And at 6, you're going to have your protein shake after working out. And the next day, I'm going to do it again. 10, 12, 3, 6, 8. Is that what I said? 10, 12, 10, 3, and 8 are the meals. And then 12 and 6, I think, were the 2 snacks I put in there. Oh, but Coach Joe, I can't do that every day. My schedule changes. All right, no problem. Every night, a part of your system, a part of your ritual, a part of your habit is that I don't go to bed until I pull out my Google Calendar and I schedule my next day to the minute, to the minute. Does it always happen? No, but at least I have a plan. And if I have a plan, I can count on a result. If I don't have a plan, then I can't count on for sure accomplishing a certain result. So going back to, oh, I don't have the schedule to do the same thing every day. Okay, fine. At night, what am I doing the next day? All right, at this time, this is when I'm eating. This is what I'm eating. Then I'm going to work. During work, I have this goal of, I don't know, doing a play reading of a script that I wrote. So at lunch, I'm going to DM 10 actors I know to ask if they're interested. On my calendar, I'm going to put it there, and I'm committing to doing it. And I'm going to feel good and delete them off my calendar and feel good about it, knowing that I'm checking boxes. And then the next meal, and then work is over, and then I go work out at this time. So make your calendar, all right? And then at the end of the day, whatever you didn't delete and didn't successfully do, ask yourself why you didn't do it. Was it purely a matter of circumstance that was out of your control, or was it in your control and you just didn't commit to what you set out to do? Doing. It's about the doing. And it's about the boring doing. I think that's another thing with goals is that people set out for these goals and they're like, oh, I've been doing this for a week, a month. I've been doing this for a year and I'm not at my goal yet. A year is too extreme. Let's pull it back to a week or 2 weeks or a month, because tons of people don't even come close to doing something consistently for a year. So a week, a couple of weeks, a month, and then they fall off and then they say it doesn't work, or they think that it could have worked. So then they go back on a couple of months later and then they fall off. So why do we fall off? Because we don't have habitual routines set into place. Did I want to work out today? No. Did I want to work out yesterday? No. Did I want to work out the day before? I actually kind of did, but those other 2 days, yesterday and today, I worked out because why? It was on my calendar. I already committed. I said, this is what I'm doing at this time, and I'm doing it. The podcast, I'm recording this right now. It's 3:51 p.m. On my calendar is 3:30, and I do it. I'm 7 minutes and 45 seconds into this podcast episode, and a lot of you might be bored out of your mind, or stop listening altogether. If you're still listening, DM me 8 minutes of, just DM me 8 minutes. And I'll know that you were listening to this episode for 8 minutes at this point in time. And I'm going to send you some free swag. So if you're listening to this, you made it 8 minutes into this boring rant, then I'll send you some free swag. Just DM me at Bill for the Stage. All right, back to the doing. Another example, besides the calendar, it really kind of all already is based all around the calendar. I live and breathe off of my calendar. And if you don't know what you're doing, then you're doing nothing. That's my thing. You know, you can't just wander around and expect to get to a destination. Know the steps. A 5, 6, 7, 8, know the step. If you don't know the step, then we're not going to get to where we need to go, which is you being in unison with however many people are on the stage or your partner. Let's get into theater. So I want to book my next show. Cool. Great goal. How are we going to do it? What's the doing? I'm committing to submitting 5 self-tapes a week. I'm committing to 3. I'm committing to showing up for X amount of auditions a week. I'm committing to signing back up for my voice teacher and doing one lesson a week, one lesson every other week, whatever. But whatever it is I commit to it and I do it. I create the systems, I execute the systems, I get results, and I get closer to my goal or I achieve it. If I'm just auditioning when I want, when I feel like it, if I'm just going to voice lessons or dance class or acting class when I want, then your goal is going to happen when it wants. It's going to just, you know, magically appear, which it probably won't. Or it's going to take a lot longer, or it's just not going to happen. So that's my episode today. Real short, 10 minutes. Get a calendar. Either commit to it weekly or commit to it daily by making it the night before. And realize that you saying what you want is not going to get you what you want. You saying what you're going to do as nitty-gritty and specifically as possible is going to get you what you want. It's the doing. It's the boring, tedious work. What we do on stage is the reward. It's not necessarily the work. It's work. Hell yeah, it's work. I remember it. I know what you all go through. It's work. And the rehearsals and the auditioning. Yeah. But aside from the rehearsals and actually booking the job and being in the job, the boring stuff is the making your calendar, is showing up to training when you said you would. It's submitting the audition when you didn't feel like making the tape or going in that day. It's committing, it's doing, and then it's the reward. And it's not quick. That's my last thing I'll say. It's not quick. I started Build for the Stage in 2017. It's now 2022. Went through the pandemic, like a lot of you. Went through sucking, you know, not knowing how to get this thing off the ground or do certain things. And then the more you do, the less you suck. And the less you suck, the more you're good. So it takes time. It takes time. Let's look at our IG live here. Nice. Congrats, Francis, getting healthy, dropping some LBs. It's not all about that for everyone, but sometimes weight loss is a result of exercising and being healthy. Thanks for the fire emojis. Appreciate that. Hey to you too. All right, everyone, that's it. Just looked at my IG live. Check it out. At Build for the Stage. Give us a follow for just theater entertainment, inspiration, fitness tips, all that stuff. Again, if you were listening back at the 8-minute mark, congratulations. DM me 8 minutes and collect your free swag. I'm Joe Roscoe. Yeah, I'm rooting for you. Just kind of digesting everything I just said. And hope you take it the right way. I'm rooting for you. Reach out to me if you need some help.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.